Well, folks, the Missouri special session technically is underway as I record this. It is Friday afternoon. I'm Brian Helsworth, and Dan Meehan joins me on the phone. Dan is the longtime president of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce. Technically, the special session is underway. The Senate did come in briefly yesterday. The House had a technical session, but I was at the Capitol yesterday. I saw several members. I didn't really get a chance to talk to any of them because I was going to the governor's press briefing, but I do know they were there. Dan Meehan joins us. Dan's with the chamber, and their organization is calling for the legislature, really the governor, in this special session call to address the issue of COVID lawsuits. They'd like to see this addressed as well in the special session. Dan, I appreciate your time. How important is it, and why do this now as opposed to January?
Well, the COVID liability protection is an extremely important step to take towards reopening and reinvigorating our economy. There's a lot of employers out there that are a little bit concerned about opening for fear of being sued on frivolous grounds for COVID or by customers, by employees, that sort of thing. But if an employer has done the right thing, followed the different policies and procedures like social distancing or masking or whatever it may be, they should be held harmless if the COVID somehow affects their workforce or their customer base. We've seen 6 of the 8 contiguous states, the border states, adopt something in this light. Most recently, Iowa signed it into law. And if you look at around the country, more states than not have done this. But it's a definite problem out there that's hampering our ability to reopen and to restore the economy. And we sent out a letter to the governor asking for him to call a special session with this. We're very confident that House leadership and Senate leadership is extremely supportive of this idea. We've talked to them directly about it. And when we sent the letter out to the governor requesting this, we also sent it to the members of our organization and to the members of what we call the Missouri Chamber Federation. That's our local chamber network that's throughout the state of Missouri. And usually if we ask for co-signers on a letter, if we get 20 or 30, it's a real success. And right now we have over 800 employers, mostly small businesses, that have signed on to this letter and are pleading for the special session to be called.
Dan, what do you read into that? The fact that 800, as you mentioned, businesses and individuals have signed on to this, what does that tell you?
What it tells me is it is a very real concern that they're concerned about the litigation environment without COVID liability protection. It also tells me that they really want this to happen. They need it and they want it. It's simple as that. We've had, some of the companies that you would recognize the names of sign on to it. We've also had a skate park and a pizzeria sign on. So this is on the minds of small business in a big way.
Final question, and that is, playing a little bit of the devil's advocate again, as I often do in interviews, but what about, I haven't heard anybody say this, but what about the argument that we can address it in January, we don't need to take it now? Again, I haven't heard that, but if someone were to say that, your response would be what?
It's a very good question, very good point. If we wait until January to the regular session to address this, then it potentially could get bogged down in the normal legislative grind. Let's say you pass it later in the year, like what typically happens on major issues in April or May. Then if there's not an emergency clause put on the bill, which would be, I think, fairly hard to do, then the law would go into effect on August 28th. And if you look at the amount of time from today to August 28th, that's unacceptable. We need this protection now. We need to guarantee that it's okay to do business in Missouri to the small business community. And that's why we're pushing for the special session.
Dan, as always, I'm going to give you the final word. Anything you would like to add about this issue for our listeners, feel free.
One more thing. We track on a weekly basis how many complaints have been filed around the country. Last Friday, we hit over 1,000, 1,038. So this is happening. It is a threat. We're trying to diminish the threat and take it out.